All right, Barry, you had the lead until the caution, but still you come home third place. Given your season so far this year, that's almost like a win for you.
Oh, this is definitely a moral victory for me and for Paul and John and all the rest of the guys on the team. It's been a horrible season coming up till now, and the car was fast tonight. It was smooth, even the heat race. It was solid all night.
Caution comes. You mentioned after practice some of the rubber buildup. That could happen to anybody. Did it happen to you for any particular reason worse, or just a bad start?
After the caution in the feature, it was just a bad restart. I don't think my tires cycled in as quickly as I would like them to. And all I needed to do was have one twitch looseness off of two, and that was enough for Jack to get under me and bring Mike Bond with him.
Did you obviously had time during the caution to know who was behind you? Were you thinking if I lose one spot, I'm probably going to lose two?
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it went. Actually, I looked at the board and I saw the 9 and the 74 on the board, and then I was paying close attention to where the 50 was too, because he can come up through, but he had a race of himself of his own where I knew that. If the 76 played a buffer between me and the 50, I'd be okay.
And then from after you got into third, it was just hold on to third and come home with a podium finish. You had a good view, at least, of the battle for first.
Well, yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Jack and Mike were racing pretty hard side by side, and, if they touch and anything bends or breaks or if they crash or whatever, then it comes back to me. I'll take that as a win, because a win is a win, no matter how it happens. But it was a good race for those guys, and they had a lot of fun. I talked to both of them after the race, and they said they had a lot of fun racing each other like that.
All right, finally, Barry, who do you have to thank for getting this car back together, one piece, and going fast?
Well, first and foremost, Paul stepping in has been a solid rock on my crew this year. He refuses to give up through all the hard times we've had. His son, John, has been on my crew this year. Those two guys have been the backbone of this team. Where I've been frustrated and want to quit, they won't let me. They keep me motivated. They keep me wanting to do it. I got to thank Jason Simmons, my car owner, the Team Tap Out guys, my wife Debbie, and my daughter Paige. I spend countless hours in the garage, and they don't give me a hard time about it. My sponsors, DNS Landscaping, Nice Price Auto Sales, LPS, Lakeside Property Services, Front Door Tavern. These guys have been helping me for years, and they continue to back every effort I put into it.
We going to see your car owner back here in a car before the season's out?
Yeah, you'd have to ask him. I really don't know. We text a lot, but I don't really talk to him much.